Pages 12 and 13. Health and Wellbeing, brought to you from local GP practices, is the title in white and blue, overlaying a photo of a smiling older gentleman wearing glasses, wrapped warmly in a thick coat and hood. The article continues, if you are looking to improve your health, it does not need to be drastic. Making one or two small changes to your lifestyle can have a huge impact on your long-term health. Whether you are aiming for physical fitness, dealing with poor mental health, or just trying to manage bad habits, setting one or two goals that focus on specific actions you can take to improve your health could make motivation much easier and more sustainable. If you feel you would benefit from some support to adapt to a healthier way of life, your GP surgery could help you. Health and well-being coaches and social prescribers can meet face-to-face and have a conversation about whatever you would like support with. They can help with high blood sugar, weight loss or gain, giving up smoking, stress and anxiety management, low motivation, problems with sleep, or local physical activity ideas. In Fareham Sovereign Health Partnership, Highlands, Whiteley and Jubilee Surgeries are now running two weekly walks, a seated exercise class, and will soon be launching a new chronic pain and a beginner's Pilates class in January during the evening. James White, health and well-being coach, explained, exercise is the miracle cure we've always had. Whatever your age, there's strong scientific evidence that being physically active leads to a healthier, happier life. People who exercise regularly have a lower risk of developing many chronic conditions, such as heart disease or type 2 diabetes. You don't have to join a gym to exercise, as making small changes is often the best route. Let me share John's story. John Wright is 93 years old and takes part in two surgery walks every week, as well as a chair-based seated exercise class on a Saturday morning. He is also a member of four different choirs. He has managed to walk further each week and increase his speed since beginning this new exercise regime. Further details about walking for health are available at self-guided walks on fareham.gov.uk. Moving to page 13, the title in blue lettering on a white background is Looking After Our Mental Health. And there is a photograph of a female doctor and male patient in a consultation, both seated at a desk. The article continues, our mental health can impact on our ability to undertake daily tasks, including looking after ourselves and keeping healthy. There is lots of information, videos and practical guides and apps now available to help us learn more about how to strengthen our mental health to stay resilient and well. There is a huge range of information and support on mental health on the Fareham Borough Council website, www.fareham.gov.uk/leisure/mental-health.aspx. Citizens Advice Fareham is a free, confidential, independent and impartial charity who have information, advice and support on debt, benefits, housing, family, employment, consumer, immigration, health and the legal system, as well as access to fuel vouchers and other grants to help with the pressures of the increase in the cost of living. Visit www.citizensadvice.org.uk or call 0808 278 7964 for advice or 01329 237 121 for appointments or queries. If you think you may need some help with your mental health, you can contact your GP practice or Solent Mind on 02380 179 049. Solent Mind offer a range of support and help around mental health for residents of Fareham and the surrounding areas. You can also self-refer to i-talk for mental health support by calling 023-8038-3920 or emailing info@italk.org.uk. You can also find mental health support from the Mental Wellbeing Hampshire by visiting www.hants.gov.uk/socialcareandhealth/public health/mental wellbeing Hampshire. The local life card also provides information about who to turn to when you or someone else is in need of urgent help. See information to the right. On the right of the page, there is a table of information. Advice and support for everyone. Download the Stay Alive app, available on Good Play or the App Store. Watch the Save a Life Suicide Prevention Training video at www.zerosuicidealliance.com/training. Visit www.hubofhope.co.uk for support in your area. When you need to talk to someone or need urgent help, call NHS 111 or visit 111.nhs.uk for mental health support. Call Samaritans on 116 123 or email jo@samaritans.org. Text SHOUT, SHOUT, on 85258 for an immediate callback, or visit www.giveusashout.org. Visit Papyrus at www.papyrus-uk.org for young people. In an emergency, always call 999.